Burma takes a page from another rogue nation. A ministry finds a creative way to share hope within North Korea's borders. And we'll tell you about a touching reunion in Vietnam. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Burma's democratic leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, just marked her 65th birthday under house arrest. The junta government ignored her election win in 1990 and marked her as an enemy. The situation highlights the conditions of Burma, a North Korea in training. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says, for some reason, their misdeeds have gone under the radar.
I think it's going to very easily become North Korea unless the world gets involved and says enough is enough.
This comes against the backdrop of a reported military crackdown against Burma's Karen, many of them Christians.
There's genocide taking place, that they're wiping out whole villages. It's been reported over 3,300 villages have been burned to the ground, landmines everywhere, over 500,000 people have died.
The gospel brings hope amidst dangerous circumstances.
We've just had a request from an evangelist to help provide 20,000 New Testaments. He wants to evangelize soldiers.
This is the first in a three-part series on the situation in Burma. Greg Yoder has our next segment tomorrow. Next, North Korea tops the list of countries that persecute Christians. It's also an isolated rogue nation. Voice of the Martyrs has been involved in deploying balloons filled with gospel tracts and believers' testimonies to North Korea. Another balloon launch is scheduled for later this month. Pray that the literature successfully gets into the hands of North Koreans, and pray that it'll plant seeds of God's truth and that many more will come to know Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Since December, we've updated you on the plight of New Life Academy in Orissa, India. Forced out of their old building by their Hindu landlords, they needed $87,000 for a new school. In March, they still had over $5,000 to go. However, Scott Vanderkoy of Worldwide Christian School says God's provided all the money.
When you think about the process of raising funds, finalizing a plan, and then securing the local labor to build it, from a human standpoint, it's almost insurmountable.
All that's left now is to finish construction over the next 30 days. Then it's time to celebrate.
Dedication likely will take place sometime in September. We're still working on firming up the dates, and it'll just be a great time of rejoicing.
The new school will share Christ with more kids than ever and be a symbol of hope.
This is just another reminder to all of us what God can do, and that we're not to allow the human blinders to slow the work of God.
Pray that the finishing touches go smoothly. Meanwhile, it can be intimidating for a Christian to share his faith with a Muslim. How do you know how to answer or ask questions without offending anyone? Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says,
sometimes Christians and Muslims don't understand each other. So we feel at Crescent Project we want to bridge the gap and help Christians and Muslims, when they communicate, to communicate beyond common ground.
In order to bridge that gap, Crescent Project puts on a Bridge One-Day Seminar where the day is divided into three parts.
The first part is, what is Islam? Second part is, what is the gospel to Islam? And then the third part is how to do it, how to begin a conversation, how to end it.
A seminar is scheduled for Minneapolis, Minnesota, July 10th. If you can't make that one, others will be held in Nashville, Chicago, Kalamazoo, and other cities. Visit our website for details on the Bridge seminars.
It's just equipping and giving you a toolbox that you could use in the daily life on how to build bridges with Muslims.
And this year marks 35 years since the end of the Vietnam War. The fall of Saigon triggered a wave of refugees, many of them children, fleeing the wrath of the new government. A group of them just visited Vietnam for the first time since fleeing the country for Buckner's Children's Home in Dallas back in 1975. The theme was Get Love, Share Love, something they learned from their Vietnamese leaders and from Buckner, where staff works as the hands and feet of Christ. There's a lot more to this story at our website. Mission Network News is a news service supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, scriptures will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview with FCBH's president, Morgan Jackson. To get your free dramatized New Testament, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org, a service of Cornerstone University Radio. I'm Ruth Kramer.